So how are you?
Good. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. This did you miss the Big Fatty show?
I did.
You missed the Big Fatty show. He was at the horror hotel. He was at the horror hotel. He's drunk. He's in the room with Granny and Durwood and some trick they
was
picked
Snake
up.
Was Snake there?
No, he had been there, but he was not there then. Okay. So some trick that they had picked up somewhere, who knows who he was, it doesn't matter. They were all really drunk, and I guess Trick Boy was in the sling. And then while Fatty's trying to do the show, I guess Granny and Durwood start having sex with the trick. And it's like, and so you're getting the play by play from Big Fatty, who's like, he's like directing the sex act. It's really like Poodle McNoodle and Fatty, like directing, put some poppers under his nose right over there. And it's just like, I wonder
what this poor individual was thinking.
Cringe inducing show.
What have I gotten myself into here?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cringe-inducing show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1896 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we've got some voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are pornas today. Big Fatty, that's not even a word. Y'all, because Big Fatty, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, I'm heading over to the Horror Hotel for the big Pwn weekend. And y'all, they're having I think they've got 5 Pwn stars going to be there. And y'all, it's the inappropriate pool party this weekend. Y'all, I've never been to one of these. Normally, it's Mr. Michael Brandon that hosts these, but y'all, he's kind of fallen off the face of the earth. We don't know what's happened to him. Y'all, they've got other Pwn stars that are going to come in, and y'all, like I say, I've never been to one of these, so I don't really know what to expect. Big Fatty, I bet you can expect to see Snake. I certainly hope I get to see Snake, but anyway, I as far as the Pwn stars go, y'all, there won't be any Bobo honking or anything like that, but y'all, they're hot. They're hot. Yes, Big Fatty, they're hot. They're hot. Get them an iced tea or something. Not that kind of hot. Poor Rick Friday. But anyway, y'all got lots on the list today, so let's start off by doing this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 30th of April. Big Fatty, does that mean the April showers stop and the Mayflowers come? It's true. Y'all, it's everybody's favorite tulip. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Y'all, he is up there in the Connecticut. And y'all, Big Fatty was fortunate enough to spend New Year's Eve with New Year's Eve. It's true. Up there in the Connecticut. Y'all, you know him from the Twitty and the Face Space and just being an all-around good guy and a good mama, from what I understand. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's none other than that drum major Kev up there in the Danbury. Big Fatty, we love the drum major, Cam. And we just hope that Brian and Danbury Jr. are planning all kinds of lovely, just lovely surprises for him. Big Daddy, I think I know what one of the surprises might be. Oh, what do you think it might be? Big Daddy, I have a feeling it's going to involve a great big cake. It's a long one again. It's true. Y'all, after work at the coal mine on hump day, y'all went by Miss Kitty, did the head shaving for me, and y'all, then I went to the Von's East, and I bought a six pack of paper towels. Big Fatty, is that for the Hara Hotel? No, hopefully not all six rolls. Y'all, they had the emerald honey glazed almonds on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, what is that? Y'all, I'd gotten some cleaning stuff for my cooktop and for my brushed aluminum appliances, because I was going to clean them up. Y'all got me some grits. Y'all, they had the cone beef on sale. Big Fatty, why? I don't know, but I bought me one. Y'all, I needed some more wax paper. Y'all, I indeed got the limes as I was asked to do for the horror weekend. Y'all, I picked up some pita chips, salt and pepper pita chips, and y'all, they're good and salty. I had some of those on my way home. Y'all, I got some country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to go check. Y'all got me some Comet. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, they had those chicken cordon bleu without the breading on it. They had those buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon for that. And y'all, this was the $50 get gas canned week. So y'all, I took advantage of that. And y'all, I got a Mother's Day card. Y'all, don't forget Mother's Day coming up on May the 10th. Y'all, so get your cans while the selection is good. And y'all, then my brother's got a birthday celebration of exiting the birth canal at the end of May. So y'all, it was buy one can and get one free. So I got that. And y'all, then with the coupons and all, y'all, I spent $101.54. Big Fatty. But y'all, I saved. What did I save? I saved $33.71. Plus, I've got $50 worth of gasoline. Well, Big Fatty, that sounded like a lot, but it sounds to me like you did pretty good. I think so, too. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Oh, there you go. You just passed me. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, actually pulling across a majorly busy road. So listen, Big Fatty, I want to really tell him, so it has nothing to do with you. Ooh, I'm weird. The bones are weird. I've just left the Chipotle with you for your very first ever trip to the Chipotle. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, we were both hungry, but Big Fatty ate that burrito like he has done it before, and that's all I'm going to say. But I wish your shelving much longevity and happiness. Ooh, no trespassing. I guess there's been an incident. in my neighborhood. Okay. Well, you should be home about right now. So you're fat, and there was a lot I needed to say, but I think I just need to go lay down and put my feet up. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And first of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call, and it's lovely to hear your voice. I cannot thank old Veda enough for helping me get the most the world's most expensive shelving system installed in the what do you call it, the storage unit here attached to the Fat Villa carport. Yes, Big Betty, the carport. Veda was right. We scarfed down. Big Betty scarfed down. It's kind of like what Drum Major Cam will be doing with his cake. He's gonna scarf it down. We scarfed down that Chipotle like we hadn't eaten in 20 minutes. And y'all, I gotta tell you, the Chipotle was a little carb heavy for me. I really wanted to have more meat on that burrito, but it didn't. But it was good nonetheless. Yes, Big Betty.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler. Now, I was just listening recently to your little show. Okay, I'm a bit behind. But I heard you saying and recounting the history of the Little Fatty cast and how you had 25 minutes of content with Larry Veda. And since he left, now you're doing 20 minutes. So what you're basically saying is Larry Veda only ever contributed 5 minutes of content to all those shows? Okay, ruined.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler from down there in the future. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. It has truly been a month of Sundays since we've heard from you. And, Scotty, you make a valid point. And I hadn't really thought of it that way, but there was one thing that you said that was absolutely incorrect, and no one would ever assume that the Little Fatty Cast or the BFO had any kind of content. Big Fatty,
Big Farty, it's Brian and Danbury. Holla, 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 up in here in the Connecticut. So, listen to your little show today, all about the Pride Expo / cotillion for this summer and lost wages. We're just wondering if there's any plans for child care or pet care or insert elderly care here or whatever additional that services need to be provided. Still not sure what we're going to do this summer. I know we have a cruise plan and maybe some other stuff, but I don't know. We've got to figure out a way to finally get our butts in gear and out to Lost Wages to meet up with all the other participants and all the other peeps that contribute to Pride 48 and all of their various shows. So hello from the Connecticut, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Brian and Danbury. Big Fatty, you were just talking about him. It's true. It's just unbelievable. Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and I know it's a busy time because I know you're baking a cake and finding a go-go boy to go inside of it. Yes, Big Fatty, Drum Major Kev loves a go-go boy. It's true. I guess. Brian, you bring up a couple of excellent points in your voice letter. We do not provide child care, although after the hospitality room gets ready to close, there are some that have been overserved and have the abilities of children. Just and Big Fatty, don't forget about them pooping themselves too. Well, okay. And as far as animal care, I'm not quite sure how to approach that. Blind Guy Jay, he brings Gerard with him to the Pride 48. So I don't know if there's if the Greyhounds could bunk up with Gerard.
Big Fatty, I'm sure there'd be some sort of puppy love. Oh, they call it puppy. Big Fatty, I can't believe I just sang.
Brian, this would make an excellent surprise gift at later today for Drum Major Cab. You know, just take a picture. Just take a picture of the what do you call it? The lost wages sign, and said, "We're going." Just right on the back, "We're going."
Big Fatty, that would be lovely.
And it'll be other than the airfare, it'll be a relatively inexpensive vacation for you. And you send Danbury Jr. will be back in school by then, I would guess. So I don't know. Maybe the dogs could look after him. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Y'all, I'm just going to close out today's little show with a couple of things. First of all, Miss Bacon, I know that you're going, "Where are my phone calls?" Well, they're coming on tomorrow's little show. So, y'all, we'll have a Bacon Palooza tomorrow. Big Fatty, yes. Two, I say Tuesday night, y'all, did you watch the 10th anniversarium special of The Dancing? Y'all, it was really quite good. It looked back at the first 10 years of The Dance. And they had a lot of the former stars on there. And y'all, at the very end, they all got out and shook their groove thing. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, while that was on, my bar stools, you know, the bar stools I ordered, y'all, I put all four of them together. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was quite the chore, putting those suckers together. Big Fatty! But got them all put together, and y'all, they look really nice here in the Fat Villa, and I couldn't be happier. Big Fatty, you're gonna be happy if you didn't have to pay for them. Well, okay, that would have made me happier. Y'all, speaking of paying for things, y'all, you know, I've got my alarm system here, and when it was installed, my friend that I know, he said that he was going to give me the friends and family discount. It's just a couple of dollars less. I think it's 10% less a month. But y'all, when I got the bill, it didn't reflect that. And so, y'all, I had called and left a message with the girl at the alarm company, and mentioned that he had said that he was going to give me the friends and family rate, and I just didn't know if that word hadn't gotten over to the billing department or whatever, and also that I wanted to pay a year in advance, because you get a month free if you pay in advance. So, y'all, she was nice enough to call me back and tell me that I did indeed get the friends and family discount, and that and told me what the total would be if I wanted to pay a year in advance. And so, y'all, I'm paying for 11 a month and getting 12. Yes, Big Fatty. Odegesi. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty will be over at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, I'm going to have a full recap of everything, a blow-by-blow, if you will.
Big Fatty, we don't need to hear all the details
of what goes on at the Horror Hotel this weekend. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And y'all, don't forget, tomorrow is the first day of the month, so don't forget the rabbit. You have to say rabbit, the first thing in the morning. So you have luck all week long.
Big Fatty, all month.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the Dubious Intent Positive get tested, and Daniel Bieber, what did you think of today's little show?
Cringe inducing. show.
Oh, cringe-inducing. It must have been a Venus call.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.